Welcome to another episode of the Rapture Watch, a program put together by the Bride Assembly Church and the Bride Television to help us watch unto the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He told us to watch and pray, for we don't know the hour, the time, the day that he will come. But he gave us seasons that we will know what time it will come. Signposts, signs. And that's exactly what we choose to do periodically like this on this program we call the Rapture Watch. I know you're surprised seeing me as if I'm anchoring today. Today I am forced to anchor because we have a different guest from me. But that has not taken away the Issachar brother. Brother Olumide David.
Shalom to the Bride of Christ. Whenever you see the pastor on the seat, you know that the matter is very hot. And it's anchoring today because we have a guest, like you have said. Please stay to the end of this broadcast. You will be richly blessed. God bless you.
Yes, you will be richly blessed. You will not regret the time you have sacrificed. Last Sunday, I took a sermon that I titled The Secret of Death.
That's right.
And that is from a text I took from Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and verse 19. Let me, will read it for
okay.
us.
Okay. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
The secret is adding or subtracting to God's word brings death.
That's right.
The first commandment given to man was in Genesis. God gave Adam, where he told him two trees he must, one is the tree of life,
yes, sir,
and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That the day you eat of this particular one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that day ye shall die. But Satan, through serpent, came and added, ye shall not surely die.
Adding to the word of God.
He added to the word of God. And today we see the effect of that addition. Addition to or subtraction from the word of God brings death.
Amen.
And this is what we're trying to stress to the people, for the need to remain with the original. And you try to get the sermon and listen, because there are matters arising also from that message, which is what we are looking at today.
Amen.
The secret of death alive. Matters arising. And when I gave a lot of analogy using science for us to understand what is the effect of these mixtures.
Yes, sir.
And I made reference to this GMO, genetically modified organisms.
Yes, sir.
And I also talk about crossbreeding that produces hybrid products. And that was quite interesting because it lets us know what Satan is doing with humanity.
Amen.
And all it does is that it produces death, because the emphasis there is that when you crossbreed two different species, the offspring of that mixture is neither of the two, like a horse and a donkey. When they crossbreed, the offspring is neither a horse nor a donkey. It is given another name. It is called a mule.
Wow.
And so God did not create a mule. Mule is not among
the original
creation. It is the product of a wrong mixture. And always remember that God has not permitted that.
Amen.
Yes, even in the Bible. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 22.
Yes, sir.
In Deuteronomy chapter 22, let's read it from verse 9, maybe up to verse 11. Get hear that commandment there.
Okay. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds.
Again.
Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds.
You have one farm in your vineyard. One space. In that one space, you sow different seeds in that same vineyard. Say what happens?
Lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown, and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled.
You see? Go on.
Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts.
Again.
Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts.
Diverse sorts.
As of woolen and linen together.
You see? And so even from there, you will just wonder, why is God interested? Why will God say, don't sow the same thing, the same vineyard? I saw a preacher who was trying to, because in that same scripture, we saw in verse 5.
The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man.
Yes.
Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment.
Now, he was trying to let us know that a preacher, one of the popular preachers, you know, was trying to justify why the Christian women can wear trousers. And that the scripture, those of us who preach against women wearing trousers, we use is Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. And then he's saying that we read and stop there, but that if we read further, we shall see that vineyard, sowing different diverse seeds in the same vineyard, that God didn't allow it. He says, is that still applicable now? Can't you plant yam, plant this, plant that, plant this? He says, so you can see it's not applicable. So all that one was under the law, under grace. And it's now, why will God, is there any better scientist than God?
Better farmer.
Is there any better farmer than God?
At all.
You see, so what is actually looking at is yam, stay as yam. Man, stay and identify yourself as man. The association, whatever you do, you know, there it has its effects when you plant diverse seeds in the same vineyard. Because in the process of them growing, there will be a mixture that will destroy the nature of each of the products.
That's true, sir.
So God in his wisdom has hated hybridization.
Very clear.
Very clear. And not knowing that a very wonderful brother of ours, an intellectual, a university don, a researcher, who's the head is a university himself, full of a fountain of knowledge. Dr. Wilson Wanko, a lecturer with the Edo State University Yamo in Nigeria, Edo State, Nigeria.
Professor.
It's a professor.
Yes, sir.
Professor Wilson Wanko.
Yes, sir.
He sent me a message that he listened to what is going on. And even as a layman as I am, I didn't even know the impact of what I was referring to when I spoke about the effect of these genetically modified organisms and what they are. And by the time he finished analyzing it to me, because he needed some questions, which he will be asking today. This man, Dr. Wilson Wanko, for your information, does have a little bit of his academic profile. He has a PhD, doctorate degree in information technology, an MBA in information technology, an MSc, computer science, BSc, business computing enterprise systems, BSc, computer engineering, He's a lawyer, LLB law. He's also a doctor of optometry and a bachelor in medical science. He is also, he holds a higher national diploma and a national diploma. And he has some certifications. He is Hawaii Certified Network Associate, Big Data, and also Hawaii Certified Network Professional in the area of routing and switching. He also has Hawaii Certified Network Associate in Hawaii. I hope I'm calling it correctly.
Yes,
Hawaii. Certified Network Associate, Certified
Academy
Instructor, Certified Quality Auditor, Certified Project Management Professional, Certified Risk Management Professional, Information Technology Infrastructure Library, Cisco Certified Network Associate, Routing and Switching, and is also Oracle Certified Professional, Oracle Certified Administrator, Computer Professional Registration Council of Nigeria, registered as a Chartered Information Technology Professional. He has a CPN, that is a Chartered CPN Professional, 3 examination, final graduate certificate, 2002 with distinction. And CPN Professional, 2 certificates, CPN Professional, 1 certificate, among so many other certificates that, if I don't take time, I will use the whole of my Rapture Watch time reading only his educational.
So you failed to mention his area of research presently.
And now his area of research.
Artificial intelligence.
He's now in the area of artificial intelligence.
Cybersecurity.
Research now.
Nanotechnology. Cyber-statistical law and human rights.
So he knows better these scientific references we are making. That is, bringing all the confusion that is eminently ahead for the whole mankind. And when he sent a message to me on the depth of what is actually going as far as this hybridization and the GMO, I quickly asked his permission to come and join us today and educate the world on this genetical tampering by man, tampering with God's creation. We have with us today, all the way connecting through Zoom from the Edo State University Iyamo in Nigeria here, Dr. Wilson Wanko. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, shalom.
And shalom to my brothers.
Shalom, God bless you. Yes. What was it that you got so much interested in the Sunday teaching? Is it because you're already having a research in the area? Or you are guilty also of what is happening?
Thank you very much, sir. I want to thank God for your life, sir. Last Sunday's message was something that I don't think I will easily forget. You were emphasizing, when you drew so much analogy on some of those things, so I was listening to that message. At the same time, I was also comparing it with what is happening in the scientific world. I was trying to draw a line between the two. The speed or the rate at which there is decay, the decay in Christianity or what you call modernization is going on. The rate at which it is penetrating everything called church, both home and abroad. And again, what is happening in the field of scientific development we are in, so many things are now going wrong. And when you made mention of genetically modified organisms and genetic engineering, oh my goodness, my mind just touched on something. And that was, now consider the hybridization between a horse and a donkey. You have cited that case two or three times during your teachings.
Yes.
And one could learn quite a lot from there. It's true, I'm a scientist. I understand that. But when it comes to the spiritual dimension of that, what that may connote, it takes a different understanding altogether. Now, considering the mule that is produced,
yes,
very sterile, though shows some physiological characteristics that are needful. The agility is there, the strength of a horse is there, yet there is no life.
Doctor Wilson, sorry to interject. Maybe you want to educate us for the sake of our viewers. What is this GMO all about? Let them understand what is meant by this GMO. What is GMO? Genetically modified organism. Who modified them? And why are you people modifying the genes? Let us understand you.
Thank you very much, sir. I would want to lay a background before I actually speak on GMOs. I want to lay some background. There has been a progressive development in the field of genetics. Basic biology teaches that Gregor Mendel, which we know, who was a geneticist, was the first in the year 1866 to successfully breed two different pairs. And following that success, there were other developments along that line. In 1922, there was the first hybrid fruits. The first hybrid corn was released into the market, and that was when people started consuming hybridized agricultural products.
Is that what they call sweet corn?
Sweet corn.
Yes, is that part of the hybrid product?
Yeah, of course, sir.
Okay.
Of course, there are also other varieties.
Okay.
There are many varieties that have been produced from that same process.
Okay. Go on, we can hear you.
Okay, sir. So, in 1953, something remarkable happened. James Watson and Francis Crick identified the structure of the DNA. The DNA is the deoxyribonucleic acid. And the DNA is a protein.
Go ahead.
Okay. The DNA is a protein and a major component of every cell. In fact, the DNA is called the molecule of life.
That's right.
The implication is this: every function or activity performed in any living organism is encoded in the DNA. And that is why sometimes, sir, when you make the comment that God is the greatest encoder, I look at it that of a truth. It is marvelous when you look at what happens in the DNA. All human attributes
the behavioral characteristics and everything is encoded in the DNA. So in 1940, before the identification of the DNA, farmers had used sunlight and chemicals to modify the characteristics of plants. But after the identification of the DNA, a new age sets in. So it didn't take long when genetic engineering as a field of research was born. And today, the GMO or the genetically modified organisms which we have is the result of genetic engineering. Now, sir, to your question, what is GMO? Mm-hmm. GMO stands for genetically modified organism. And the organism in question may be a plant. It may also be an animal.
Maybe a human being too.
Sir?
Maybe a human being too. A plant, animal, or a human being.
I agree totally to that, sir. Because the stage is already set.
Uh-huh. Wow.
The stage is already set.
Now, the gene of a plant or an animal so far now can be altered, correct?
Exactly, in the lab, sir.
Now, to achieve what? Why are they interested in altering the genetic, the gene of the product? Or the
okay, sir. To every occurrence, there is always the bad side and the good side of it.
Okay.
Some people advocate and defend the good side, whereas there is also an underlying intention which may be evil. Now, I want to state the drivers, the drivers of this GMO research. First, researchers and agriculturists would want to produce plants that have superior qualities. For instance, cassava, the traditional cassava may take 6 or 8 months to mature. But we want that same cassava to mature after 2 months.
Wow.
The banana, the natural banana, may take 5 months to grow to maturity. That's an instance. It's not a confirmation.
Yes.
But the geneticist or the proponents of genetically modified organism would want that same banana to grow to maturity within 2 months.
That is the reason they are modifying the genetic composition of the plant.
Exactly.
Do they achieve it?
Sir?
Do they achieve it?
Yes, it has been. As a matter of fact, when it comes to plants, especially fruits and vegetables, majority of the things in the market in urban areas are genetically modified vegetables and fruits.
Wow.
Some people are even consuming it without knowing it.
Now, you as a scientist, how does it affect the humans? Is it not the good side is the commercial side? What of the health aspect of these GMOs? How does it affect our health as human beings, the consumer?
The truth of the matter is that the proponents will never say anything bad about the health problems it may cause. Whereas the antagonist would always emphasize on the non-naturalness of genetically modified fruits. First, they are artificially created.
Artificially created.
They are artificially created. So you cannot compare a banana that grows to maturity in 9 months to a banana that grows to maturity in 2 months.
You're correct. Could that also be the reason why the beef we eat, the chicken we eat, I discovered that the ones that are bought from these farms seem to be softer than the ones in the village that are grown, eating corn and everything from the ground.
You are very correct, sir. You are very correct, sir. And one thing we have failed to understand, even in America, where so much research has been done, and you have so many GMO products, yet there is a law mandating every GMO product to be labeled appropriately.
Yes.
In such a way that whoever wishes to consume it will not blame anybody.
Okay.
Because it is clearly written on it.
So is that not part of the deceit of man? Why are we having the Food and Drug Administration agencies? Are they not supposed to protect the health of the people? If there is danger in the food we consume, in Nigeria here we call it the NAFDAC.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Maybe in America it's FDA. So if it's something like that that is inherently dangerous to health when we consume, why will they only put a warning there? Does it mean that those concerned are more concerned about the commercial benefits than the health implications of consuming such products?
Okay, sir. The truth of the matter is that in every political society, you must have influencers, political influencers. You have those in modern politics, we call the cartels, those who call the shots. And in America, it is not hidden. Who are the promoters of the GMOs?
Pharmaceutical companies.
So, sir, these are influential families in the United States. The sponsors of universities, researches, and even the government.
So, this is where we are going now as it relates to Rapture Watch. Now, they are able to modify the gene of plants, then they shifted to animals. And now, there is a process you try to call our attention to known as germline gene therapy. What is it all about?
Okay. So, gene therapy is the application of similar procedures used in producing GMOs to the treatment or prevention of some diseases in humans.
So there are some sicknesses that the process of altering the gene, modifying the gene, that could bring a cure to those sicknesses.
Or a prevention.
There are stages. And in gene therapy, you also have two broad categories. The first is the somatic cell nuclear transfer. And the second one is the germ cell therapy. So, what is the somatic cell and what is a germ cell? In the body, you have cells that contains encoded materials let me use that language.
Yes.
That cannot be passed to the future generations.
Okay.
So those cells are found in different parts of the body. Mm-hmm. In the heart, in the lungs, mm-hmm. in the abdominal areas,
yes.
and so many other places. And I recall that the DNA is a very important component of every cell, regardless of the location of that cell.
Yes.
But the good thing there in somatic cell nuclear transfer is that the alteration that is done to prevent or treat the disease cannot be inherited. It cannot be passed to the offspring.
Okay.
Nevertheless, I do not sanction it because alteration is alteration.
Yes.
The natural cell has been altered. Some materials from a third party is introduced into another person.
Uh-huh.
And by that, by virtue of that process, I can say that the identity of that person has changed.
Wow. Now, don't you see, now that they are going to humans with the gene therapy, don't you think it is an agenda of Satan now to alter the human nature completely and turn us to different creatures from what God has intended we should be?
Sir, the truth is this. We live in a world that is driven by science. And believe it or not, majority of those people who promote those things are not godly people.
Yes.
That is the truth. What they want is result. There are plans of actualizing something over a period of, let's say, 2 decades or 3 decades. But that plan must commence with something. And that is why today, if you look at how far GMO has gone, I can tell you that it has become a successful venture. And it has come to stay.
Wow. Don't you think that is also affecting life expectancy worldwide?
I agree totally to that.
My argument
is simply hinged on the content of the GMO products as against the natural fruit or vegetable.
So, in summary, the world is heading for serious problems.
Sir, it is quite amazing that so many things are cropping up. So many things are coming up. And oftentimes, the protagonist or the proponent will always present the good side, what appears to be very wonderful. Something that is laudable. For instance, when you look at a condition like cancer or cystic fibrosis or any of those terminal diseases that have been there for years. In fact, notwithstanding the advances in pharmaceuticals, nothing has been achieved. Now, if genetic therapy is the solution, many will loud it.
Sure.
It will be a wonderful achievement.
Sure.
And this is the side that is painted. That is what is being painted. Nobody is talking about the underlying genetic mutation that can change the identity of the individual forever.
Wow.
It's true.
So in explaining gene therapy, you've given us a definition of the somatic. What of the germline? The definition of the germline gene therapy. You've not given that to us.
Is it not transferable?
Okay. I've talked about the somatic cell nuclear transfer. Then the second category, which is the germ cell therapy.
Yes.
It is true that in many jurisdictions, there's a law prohibiting germ cell therapy. But it is still being developed.
Okay.
And the backside of the germ cell therapy is that, unlike the somatic cell nuclear transfer, which is not inherited, which cannot be passed to the offspring, for the germ cell therapy, whatever happens there is transmissible to the offspring. So if the individual is altered, it simply follows that the offspring will be altered. And this alteration will affect the behavior and every part of the individual.
Wow. We are in for trouble ahead here in the world.
Serious trouble.
And serious trouble is ahead. Don't you think so?
Oh, God.
And sir, why I am concerned, because today we are talking about artificial womb technology.
Yes.
Very soon, women may not bother to carry pregnancy for 9 months.
Wow.
Everything will be done outside.
Wow.
The parents can watch their child grow in the artificial womb container. And people are considering this research is very laudable. And before our faces, it is happening. And sometimes we contribute to it because we are doing research.
Of course, we are researching to make man's life better, supposedly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so Prof. It's interesting to hear you. Now, as a Christian, I know you brought a spiritual dimension to it. Through your questions you were asking, you gave some spiritual implication. And you have some questions you are asking. You said some questions. Maybe we'll allow you to ask the questions again now.
Okay, sir. Yes. The first issue, considering the developments, because I foresee a genetically modified human being very soon.
Hey.
Now, my question is this. In such a circumstance, how would the Lord God Almighty see that person who, in the name of preventive or curative therapy, agree to be treated with such gene therapy?
You are correct. And that is what this Rapture Watch is intended to educate the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Because we can't have this knowledge and submit ourselves for any form of treatment using the gene therapy under any reason. Christians should begin to have faith. For I am the Lord that healed thee.
That's true.
He sent his word and he healed them. And
yes, sir. Them. Yes, sir.
I believe that. And maybe that is where also the fear of some vaccines will come in. Correct?
Yes, sir.
It's possible to effect this mixture through vaccinations.
Sir, the truth there is that when a human being, when the genetic makeup is altered, the behavior and the identity of that individual would certainly change. Now, going by the fact, sir, that the DNA encodes the functions, the behavior, and everything that happens in an individual, introduction of an artificial component can possibly alter that natural tendencies. And when that is altered, my thinking is that that person has taken a different mark altogether. For me, I believe that the way the Lord would see that person would be different, in the sense that what the Lord encoded has been altered.
Yes. And science is going full force into these researches.
Wow. Exactly, sir.
And governments are giving approval to what they are producing.
Exactly.
Believing that we want to make life better.
Better.
May God help us.
Amen.
But behind it is a satanic agenda.
Sir, permit me. I'm not getting the answer to your question clearly.
Yes.
About the therapy being effective through vaccines.
Prof, I said I didn't get the answer to Pastor's question. That can this gene therapy be effective through vaccines?
Okay, thank you. I was about coming to that point.
Okay.
Because things are happening so fast. Now, if we go back the memory lane, when Edward Jenner brought about the issue of vaccination, what were the content of those vaccines? And in today's gene therapy, what are the contents? To treat or prevent polio, you get the virus that causes polio. Deactivate it in some respect and inject it into the body of the children.
Yes.
In the body develops a kind of immune response to what has been injected. That is the basis of vaccination.
Wow.
Wow.
So many people, it is a wonderful discovery, a scientific discovery. But to me and to some other believers, there is something behind that.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And considering the way gene therapy is also being done, the same medium, you create a vehicle or a vector, which could be a virus.
Wow.
Introduce the DNA into that virus.
Uh-huh.
Inject that virus into the location where the disease or the infection is located. Because you are introducing it into the cell, the body's DNA becomes interwoven with that foreign DNA.
Wow.
In no time.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but all these things we hear about viruses being released, you know, into humanity, just to fulfill a scientific agenda. Are you saying it is possible? It's real?
Sir, you see, what I have come to discover is this. You know, the mainstream media is pushing that understanding of conspiracy theory against everything, both the truth and the falsehood. So you put up a stance to defend whatever that is, you know, that is brought on board. Now, the creation of biological weapons has always been there.
Wow.
Biological weaponry has always been there. So nobody, no researcher will tell you that it's a joke. It exists.
Wow.
Wow.
By living in an evil world.
Wow. Wow.
It exists and could be used against any people.
Wow. Wow. Maybe that's why some theories of trying to unravel the mystery behind coronavirus believe it was manufactured from a laboratory.
I didn't get that.
Maybe that is the product of COVID-19.
Sir, before COVID-19, there has been coronavirus.
That's true.
Okay. It has been there. That's the truth. Nobody argues on the existence of coronavirus.
But this COVID-19 is a special one.
Yes, sir. But notwithstanding, sir, the existence and reality of the virus is one thing, and the statistics is another thing. We all know that the coronavirus is an RNA virus. That's ribonucleic acid virus. A strand, a single strand of ribonucleic acid. We know that. And we also know the conditions of survival. We know the best conditions, and we know that in temperate areas, it doesn't survive so well. Now, to the statistics. Who are those people that are behind researches on coronavirus? This is one thing we must understand. Who are those people? They are still those who are behind the multi-billion dollar pharma companies that for years have been deceiving the world, producing anti-carcinogenic therapies for treatment of cancer. Has it succeeded?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Yet, billions are spent on that. What is their main goal? To make money.
Okay. Prof, we sincerely want to thank you for giving us the insight into the scientific, the depth of the scientific world of GMO and what science is achieving and what they want to achieve. We want to thank you because you have caused us to understand better the gospel now, according to science.
That's right.
Making our understanding of the divine agenda of God clearer and the devices of Satan. I want to thank you very much, Prof. And please make yourself available to us. We need this education. We are lay people. We know nothing about science. Maybe for this reason you acquired all that knowledge you have so that you can guide us to take our stand, to know where science is taking us to. We appreciate the time taken to be with us in the Rapture Watch for today. God bless you, Prof.
Remember, God bless you, sir. Shalom, sir.
Thank you. Okay, we'll take a break, and then when we come back, we continue with our analysis, spiritual from the spiritual side, which Dr. Wang called, no matter what degree you have, you may not understand. So I am also full of degree from above.
Hallelujah.
Concerning this. Yeah, stay tuned. I will be right back. Shalom.